It's 20 to 8 in Sydney, 20 to 7 in Brisbane. Just on that Douglas Murray interview, you see, isn't it significant? He said, we've got to talk about something else. Don't talk about that. And, of course, they've got the something else now, haven't they? Climate change. Ignore the problem that exists, but talk about something that doesn't exist. Well, I hate to say this, and it's pretty difficult to say, but it is 12 months today since Philip Hughes died. I said at the time, as Philip was taken close to his 26th birthday, that the grief was palpable, and it still is. I speak from deeply personal experiences. I knew Philip well. Indeed, on the morning of the Shield match in which he was killed, I text him. We always shared texts on the morning of a big game. I remember suggesting to him that the test spot was open. He'd not been in the test team for a while. I said, put your head down and get into it. He texts back and he said, I'm ready for it. He said he was ready to score his 26th first-class century on his 26th birthday. At 63 not out, he was struck with a delivery from a lovely young man, Sean Abbott. Philip would want Sean to be okay. Philip used to say, I've got a bat, they've got a ball, I'll always be better than the ball. Even a year on, there is no room for post-mortems or seeking blame or for wondering whether the ambulance was on time or not. The tragedy that can be spoken now is that from the moment the ball struck, it damaged a major artery in the back of Philip's head, and from that moment, Philip's life had been taken from him. In the presence of some of his finest mates, Test cricketers, some of the modern greats, 12 months ago they mourned and wept as we all did. 12 months on, you can't say anything really that makes sense. But I can say this. He was a gifted 25-year-old whose gifts were often never fully appreciated by selectors. He moved from Maxville to Sydney when he was 17. He scored 141 not out in his Sydney grade cricket debut in 2006. He first played for New South Wales at 18. He made 51. In that opening Sheffield Shield season, he averaged 62. He scored 116 in the Sheffield Shield final against Victoria, the youngest player ever to score a century in a Shield final at 19 years of age. He debuted for Australia at the age of 20 in February 2009. He scored 0-75 at Joburg, but in his second test at Durban a week later, he scored 115 in his first innings and 160 in the second, the youngest player ever to score a century in each innings of a test match. Early last year, he made 202 not out for Australia A against South Africa A in a one-day match in Darwin. It was then the highest ever limited over score by an Australian. At 20, he tried his hand at English County Cricket for Middlesex. He was 20. He scored a century in each of his first three matches, the first Australian to ever score three centuries in his first three matches in England. When he scored 195 for Middlesex, he pushed his average from five innings to 143.5. He had made 574 runs in his first five innings on English soil. The great Sir Donald Bradman had belted eight runs fewer, 556. In his first five innings on English soil in 1930. Then Philip belted another century, his fourth in a month, 119 from 112 balls. He made four centuries in 4 weeks, and in doing so passed two of Sir Donald Bradman's milestones. He had made more runs than Sir Donald Bradman in that first month, and Sir Donald Bradman at age 31 had held the record for the greatest two innings contribution to a team's game total. Sir Donald, at age 31, had made 58.2% of South Australia's total in a match against South Australia at the Adelaide Oval in 1939-40, with unbeaten scores of 251 and 90. But almost 70 years later, Philip at Bellarive Oval scored 93 and 108 to account for 58.3% of New South Wales' total score, another Bradman record broken. Sadly, the cricket world, and indeed Australian selectors, never fully understood this. At 25 years of age, he'd scored 26 centuries and 45 half centuries, and the nation mourned 12 months ago. It is still mourning now. Many of us said goodbye to Philip 12 months ago yesterday, and as he lay there, I said a few things that I can't repeat here, but I remember what I said, and I also told him that his mum and his dad, his brother and his sister would never forget. And I think we owe him that. An extraordinary stuff. He used to come to my place and all he'd talk about was races. And he'd always loved spending a day with his dad on the banana farm. He wanted to end up on the farm with his dad. hopefully, he used to say, it'll be a pretty big property and we'll have stud cattle. He loved cattle. Ask him about cattle and his eyes would sparkle. I don't think Australian cricket ever understood how gifted this young man was. An extraordinary player by any reckoning. As I said, loved racehorses. He wanted, as Whitney Houston said, just one moment in time when he was all he thought he could be. He used to say to me, I'm not disappointed I got dropped from the one-day game, but I'd love to play one-day cricket for Australia, but I'm only 20 and I got time on my side. It's 1 year on. People weeping in the corridors 1 year ago yesterday, overwhelmed by grief, and that sense of grief returns today.